This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah!
Oh, yo.
She's going the distance.
Da-da-da-da. He's going full speed. He's all alone. Nick, love that song. I listen to it more than I wish to admit.
Cake is a great band.
Nick went through a phase. My brother goes through phases. We are related. I go through phases also. But Nick went through this Cake phase, and then he went through a Beck phase. And I remember at the time, this was years and years and years ago, the Beck phase. And I had such a hard time finding, there's some Gold, his album. I forget what it is.
Mellow Gold.
And they didn't have it at the store that I wanted. And I had to try to find it online. It was just like a total shit show. I found it. He got it. Don't worry. But yeah, he needed all the albums. That's
welcome,
how my brother is.
Welcome to another episode of
Opinions That Don't Matter.
That's right. Sorry, I was just... Anyway, volume adjusted. I'm Sean.
Howdy do.
Hello.
And diddly-doo. We're actually on time this week. We're doing it on the Tuesday like we're supposed to.
Right. What are we doing on time?
Filming this.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing on time?
How's it going? I hope your week has been going well. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. We released the podcast on Monday. It seems like lately we've just been inundated with work. And so editing the podcast is usually supposed to happen by Friday. And it gets pushed into Saturday.
But that's because we don't film it till later. I feel like doing it today gives you ample time, maybe, kind of. I don't know, fingers crossed.
Sitting on a mountain of edits right now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. But anyways, we appreciate you being there. And geez, I like the comments this week. It was fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten into them yet.
Yeah. And we're like, you'd look better with hair. I was like, oh.
Rude.
Oh, okay.
You'd look better without a comment.
Yeah. How's your week going so far? You're good?
Yeah. Yesterday was a big day. It's funny because we work for ourselves and Sean and I are not morning people. So we usually don't start work till like, what, 10 a.m.?
Nine.
No, we get up.
Nine.
We get up at nine.
No, I was up at like 6:45 this morning.
Today. That's a very rare, our contractor, spoilers. That's a rare occurrence. Yeah. We're usually up between 8 and 9 and then we start work around 10 because we eat our breakfast. We have our coffee.
Read my news, go through my email.
We watch the news. Mm-hmm. And so... On Monday, yesterday, we slept in even more because I didn't have to set an alarm, so I didn't. So we woke up at 10 because we stayed up too late. Our fault. Also, the dog woke me up. Chaos. Anyway, we get up and I'm like, shit. And we had to prepare a couple of scripts and then we had to film some videos. And we got it all done.
If you hear anything odd in the background, it's our dog is gorging herself. So she has allergies and she is on Benadryl at the moment until her allergy medication comes in. And as such, she is thirsty.
She's a thirsty girl. And I just refilled her water with like cold, like fresh. I rinsed it out, gave her fresh. And so she just drank it all.
She demands water out of the tub because then it comes out fresh. You know, like it's coming out of her spout.
Because we have this thing. We got it on Amazon. I always call it the Miu. It's like MEEE-YOOOO. I think it's a brand. I'd assume it's like a Chinese brand. But it goes over the spout of your tub. You twist it down. And then that pushes the water through a little handheld sprayer.
Right.
So that we can wash the dog. It's essentially for washing the dog. Because I know you can get the sprayer from above. But we have it the low so we can like get her all washed off. she demands her water from that sprayer.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get out of the bowl. But I think that's an evolutionary trait where like running water equals maybe fresh water. So
it's usually a little bit safer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the fact that she wants Evian water now. It's a slippery slope.
She's like that Milo, that cat on TikTok.
I don't know.
I'll send you the link. Milo prefers, I believe, I could be wrong, but Evian. Hmm. And they've had, it's funny. So they do Milo water taste testings. And like they have Smart Water and Evian and Fiji and anyway. And they try to give Milo tap water and he's like, no, pushes it away.
Well, with a name like Milo, what do you expect?
Milo. Yeah. He's very particular, yeah. But it's Milosh. Really cute. Mm-hmm. But it's very particular.
Nice. Oh,
and it's kind of cute.
So it goes in line with how cats behave. Mm-hmm. All right.
So she's been, because we have to wait for the Apoquel, which is the drug that she was on at the vet to get approved and shipped to us. Which it'll happen today. But so she's been on Benadryl for like 2 days, 3 days.
She is knackered.
And I feel bad for her. I hate doing it to her, but she has bumps everywhere.
Yeah.
She's so allergic.
It came out of nowhere. I think she was eating something outside, like shoots or some oak shoots or
there's no way to cedar shoots. Stop her. It's crazy.
Lizards. I don't know.
Well, she killed a lizard the other day, just a little guy. I felt kind of bad for him, but she just stomped on him. But she didn't eat him. And I felt bad that his little tail was off on its own.
Right.
Because he dropped his tail. And I was like, I'm sorry, buddy. Be faster. I didn't even know you were there. And, you know. But a gross thing happened on our walk yesterday. So I took her on a walk around the block because it's been cool in the morning. So we'll take her around when we can. You took her on a nice long walk today.
Yeah. I gave her a 45-minute leg stretch. We did 3 miles.
It was like the good old days before we live on the sun.
3 miles wouldn't take that long. Ordinarily, like if we were going at a good clip.
But she's a doggo. She wants to sniff everything.
My goodness.
And they say that's what exhausts them, yeah. Is the sniffing. So I try to let her sniff it out. But on our walk, someone's dog had like a runny poop. And they cleaned it up as best they could. We've all been there. You do the best you can. But there's like remnants of it on the grass. She smelled it quick and did not. She's prissy sometimes. She like picks up her foot. Well, then in the midst of like, oh, I don't want to step on it. A lizard ran across and homegirl smooshed her foot upside down into it.
Ugh.
I was like, bleh. And so as dog moms and dads have to do, we finished our walk and then I picked her up and I had to put her in the tub and scrub a dub, dub, dub all those feet. Cause I didn't know what she'd hit it with. And I washed up her arms. Cause I was like, I don't fucking know what happened to you. And then it was over. But she wasn't grossed out with the fact that it was on her once she'd already done it, even though before she was like, ugh. And I was like, geez, Louise, dirty dog, dirty, dirty dog. But she's okay. She just has bumps because she's allergic. And then we have to Benadryl her and she's so tired and then I feel bad.
Right.
Her little snout's pushed into the carpet like, you know.
Spaced out.
Mm-hmm.
Spaced out in the Benadryl.
Yeah.
Capital B.
Mm-hmm.
Benadryl.
And don't worry, we checked, you know, how much she can have and stuff. We're actually underdosing her because I don't want her to be like totally doped up. And she could have it like twice a day, but we're only giving it once just to try to. It has helped, but we want to get the Apoquel on board so that she's not so tired as she lays onto her side. Anyway, so that's what's going on at our house. Nothing too crazy. Yeah, I feel like, does anybody else ever feel this way? Sometimes I go through these periods where, and we've talked about this, where I feel like you're just like plugging on like, and life is just like pudding. Like it's just trudging through pudding. And then I feel like things are finally working. And that I feel this week.
Oh, nice.
I feel like things are just starting to jive. I'm getting things taken care of. People are replying to things that are important to me. Things are moving in the right direction. I applied for a TED Talk. I'm just doing the things I need to do. And I'm feeling like the world is opening up to my manifestations, if you will.
There's a great quote that I believe I saw on my dad's wall when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Effort equals results.
You used to have that on your profile on Instagram or something for a long time, or Twitter. I don't even know.
Those douchey things that I would put in my profiles. But that's Roger Penske. And it really makes, you know, you can say manifesting it or whatever, and maybe that's part of it.
Well, manifesting, but just like thinking it's going to happen doesn't do anything. You still have to take action.
Right.
You know, I know some people believe like, oh, you can just dream it. Like I put it on my vision board. You still have to go to work if you want to make more money, or you still have to, you know, you still have to book that flight if you want to go on vacation. Like things still have to happen.
I saw someone post something online the other day and I was like, that's so weird to say. Mm-hmm. Why would you proud? You know, there's like in socialism, there is no hustle. doesn't that sound awesome? And I was like, what? No.
No.
It doesn't sound awesome at all.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. But anyways.
No, but it's interesting. I mean, people have different views. But
I want to hustle. I enjoy like...
And that, I think... So I love your guys' opinions. So to me, if you don't want to hustle, you don't have to. Like arguably, my brother just likes to have a good job that pays his bills and he doesn't want to overdo it. He doesn't hustle. Like...
No, but I meant hustle, like get up and go to work. I didn't mean, you know.
I think of the word hustle as like hustling for more. Oh. Like a coach on the side's like, hey, put some hustle on there. Like you're like lollygagging. They're like, get it together. You know, and you go faster. I think of that as hustle. And I think that's the problem that I have with thoughts like that is that if you don't want to, you don't have to. You won't get extra things in life. And that's fine. Mm. Like I saw a meme that I actually really liked and it said, it's okay to rent the same apartment for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay to have a job and not want to get a promotion. It's okay to make enough money just to pay your bills and be fine with it.
Yep.
And they're like, it's okay to live a simple life. Simple doesn't mean small. It doesn't mean insignificant. It's a life. And I think there's some problem I have with social media in like hustle culture where people can feel... And I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but you feel like I'm always behind and I should be doing more. Whoa. And it's the competitive nature of who I am that gives me that sensation, I believe. But I like that we get the choice to do whatever. Whereas I think in socialism, and I don't study socialism, by the way, obviously. But I would argue that in something like that, even if you did hustle, you're not going to get any more. So you're like, why hustle? Let's all just off to the side.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't know if I'm incorrect.
Oh, I don't know. Kansas is the only place I know that's socialist. Did you know that? The only state in the United States.
There are none.
Yeah, yeah. Kansas. No. Yes, it's run by socialists.
No.
Yes.
Why do you say this?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, I don't.
I know nothing about Kansas, only that it's on the coast. That's the only
thing. It's not at all.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes. My father was the all-state surf champion of Kansas.
That would make sense since your dad doesn't surf at all. Eric.
He was also a prosthetic chicken wing salesman.
A prosthetic? Gross. You're like...
Well, no. Chickens, you know, they got to be able to... They need their wings.
They need their wings to not fly.
Well, yes.
Oh my God. There was this video on Instagram that I almost sent to you and it made the little noises like Nintendo where it's like... Ding, 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 boink.
Ding, 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 that's ding, pretty good. Boink.
And they were the chickens, because chickens will do this. They can't fly. They're flightless birds. Spoilers. But they can flutter a little and they'll try to jump. And there were berries.
Oh.
And they wanted the berries that were on the edge of this bush or whatever. And they were all over and boink, dun, 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 awesome. Boink. And the way they just, it was perfect timing. I don't know how
you do that noise so good.
You know, I've played a lot of Mario in my day.
Mario, yeah.
Boink.
I would love it if we were walking through a store and you just followed behind a stranger and did that noise. But like on the other side of the clothing rack.
Oh, they wouldn't know. Yeah. Boink. They're
like. Boink, boink. Do the whole noise. Do the whole song.
Dun, dun, dun. Boink. Dun, 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 boink. But the little chickens.
Yeah.
They were so cute. Hmm. I love the internet.
There are really good things about it. You find some really funny stuff. Oh, speaking of funny stuff.
Yes.
Funny want to revisit a sport. You're going to have to act surprised because I already showed this to you, but I wanted to bring it to the audience. Mm. I wanted to revisit a sport.
I'm Eva.
You guys.
I began hobby horsing when I was 13. Started really competitively by the time I was 17. And I'm now 47. The friendships are strong.
What is going on here?
Surrounded
you think?
By women. I like
So she's 47.
But she doesn't look it, so what's your skincare routine?
I think she said she's from New Zealand.
But she does have an accent.
Yeah.
The lack of social awareness is shocking.
So if you're just listening...
And why is she wearing a helmet?
Well, in the equestrian world, it's common.
Well, she looks like she's in the equestrian world, but where is the horse?
If you're just listening, what I've done is I pulled up a Instagram video, and it is of what appears to be a young woman.
Not young, she's 47.
Well, but she looks young.
Yes, she looks like she's like 16.
Yeah, and she's dressed in equestrian gear, I guess as a jumper. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about
hobby horsing, which is like, you know, when kids ride around on horses with sticks.
It's exactly what this is.
Exactly what.
But she does have great form. She trots. She prances.
Oh,
nice form.
This is my, as they say in America, this is my ride or die. That horse, that's her favorite faux horse.
And
this
she
is
not calls a real... it grandmother?
It is a real competitive sport, like any other sport, say, bowling, rollerblading, football. Some people try to understand. I try to explain to the Americans. I am Michael Jordan.
And she's humble.
Oh, she's from Finland.
Oh, Finland. I'm sorry to malign New Zealand. Finland. What's going on?
And the number one comment, and this is what I agree with, says, while I know this is a real thing, I legit cannot tell if this video is parody or not.
I don't think it is.
100%.
I can suss out, people who are fibbing on the internet pretty good.
And somebody says, I'm so glad she's wearing her helmet. And then another person says,
I think
says,
it's too late. She's wearing the helmet after the accident already occurred.
It's like watching Monty Python. And that's exactly how this feels.
Yeah. But I think it's real.
Somebody whose, this is the last comment I'm going to read. Someone whose Instagram is called lcs.hobbyhorsing says, this is not hobby horsing.
Oh.
Y'all make us look bad and childish.
Y'all. It's a Texas hobby horser.
Or a Southern person. In general, but this is not what hobby horsing looks like. This is why everybody hates on us. Somebody's feelings are hurt.
You know, you can't, it's interpretive horse riding, right? So
yeah.
You can't say that someone's doing it wrong. Like, it's like saying, oh, you're skateboarding wrong. You're not supposed to jump off the ground with your skateboard. You're supposed to keep all four wheels on the ground, you know? That's what they used to say back in the day.
Does anybody hobby horse? Because we're about to really make fun of it because it's so silly looking. I don't have a problem with people being outdoors and doing an activity, but to call that a sport.
She's the Michael Jordan
of hobby horsing. Of Finland hobby horsing. It's just Finland. That's why her accent's a little different.
Right.
It just sounds a little different. But because I was like, it doesn't sound Australian or New Zealand. But anyway. I'm fine with people being outdoors. I'm fine with people doing whatever the fuck they want. I'm definitely a city person in that way where, like, I'll see somebody doing something crazy that doesn't make sense to me. And I'm like, huh? And then I just move on with my day because that's a city. You see people doing all sorts of weird things. I'm like, I remember when the first time saw Tai Chi and I was like, what are they doing really slow motion? And then somebody was like, oh, it's Tai Chi. And I was like, don't know what that is.
For me.
They're like,
yeah.
You know, and you're like, cool, do your thing. Every morning down on ocean, fine, go for it. See a person jumping around, I'd be like, weird, but cool, whatever.
Just keeping her ankles warmed up.
But to call it a competitive sport, it just seems silly.
Well, you could definitely see how someone could get scorecards for how, you know, how she's,
their
her
form.
Posture, control of the horse. You know, oh, no hands.
You know, like, pinch your thighs together.
She doesn't have the reins. Look at that. The horse didn't run away.
I mean, I guess it's better for the horses because they're not involved.
I don't know. But you're one step away from being a witch.
Yes. Also, you're two steps away from Quidditch.
Right, right, right. So it's a gateway drug. Someone has this fantasy in their
head.
It
does seem like it's parody. Like that person's comment. Because when you showed me this, I was like, is this a joke or is this serious?
She seems dead serious.
But it's the seriousness that makes it so comical.
Am I being punked by the internet? Possibly. It wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it does feel like Monty Python or even film Much Ado About Nothing. When he comes in and they have the coconut shells. They both do this. Much Ado About Nothing and Monty Python. And he's riding a fake hobby horse.
Yeah.
And he does this. And they're like... You guys, I mean... All she needs is two people with coconuts following her, and you'd be like, that's comedy.
What if there was a chase scene with two people on hobby horses, you know, running through the desert?
It's just silly.
Even if you're watching playing cowboys and Indians, you know,
logs, she didn't like 2 foot jump it like a horse, you know, like they like, I mean, I know they do their front and then their back because it's a horse, but it's just silly. Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Does anybody want to enlighten us? If you hobby horse, explain. Maybe if that is not correct, if that guy's like, this is not what hobby horses.
I'm going to be blown away if Tom sends us a message and he's upset because he hobby horses. He's like, guys, I've had enough of being bullied by
you. Even better, sue the science wankers. Like, right? I fucking hobby horse with the best of
the
them.
The science of the hobby horse is...
You guys, let me know. If you do, write us in at otdmpod@gmail.com. And also, if you have another silly sport...
Or if you want to pull sport. Our leg and tell us about a sport that you play, and you know, I'm okay with that too.
We'll never know.
You'll have to send accompanying photos so that you can trick us. Videos
talking about how you're Finland's Michael Jordan of hobby horses.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Latvia's Michael Jordan.
It just feels very the way that she's like, it's a serious sport.
Yeah.
And then even just so, but I mean, also English isn't her first language. So then the way she says, like, I like to be surrounded by the women, like, it's just weird. And like the pacing of it's weird. And you're like,
she could be a great actress. She could be like, who's the tall, skinny guy from Lillehammer? You know, he's also in Norseman. Mm-hmm. He plays the Roman in Norseman. But anyways, it could be, you know, someone like that who has a good blank stare.
Who can do that really well
and
play a role that way without breaking character.
Well, she got me then, if that's a joke.
I don't know. I mean, it seems serious, but it also seems not serious. It's just so... ridiculous.
If you want to see it, I'll put the link in and you be the judge. Let us know. Sean.
Also look for the comments. The comments are great.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the best part. Mm-hmm. Also in the news, this is archaeology news, because as some of you may or may not know, I at one point wanted to be Indiana Jones. That lasted for all of one summer and I found nothing while digging in the backyard. So I moved on to greener pastures. 2 years later, I wanted to be an Air Force pilot because Top Gun had come out.
But here's the question.
Yeah.
If I bought you a metal detector, would you or would you not wander around with that thing?
Like only if I had a bullwhip on the other hip, a bullwhip and a metal detector to keep, you know, fend away the other metal detectors. Like I find something good, out comes the bullwhip.
It's like our favorite show, Detectorists.
Yes.
Did it get continued? I don't know. We watched 2 seasons and then fell off because there were no more. But Detectorists on Netflix.
You know,
very funny.
You can watch people doing metal detecting on YouTube, and it is quite fascinating.
Streaming it like live, like
this no, is not me. Live. I mean, that'd be pretty boring because they never find anything.
True. Or they're is it? And they're like bottle cap.
But you want to be the Michael Jordan of metal detecting, and if you can gather a highlight reel,
the Michael Jordan of Finland for metal detecting.
Right.
Detectorist.
What happens if you run into a Swede? So you're no longer, you know, like. It's your neighbor who is now, you know, like there's going to be a showdown. Uh-oh. Showcase showdown. Of
showcase metal, showdown.
Metal detectors. No, you definitely want to have a highlight reel because the in-between parts are very, it's like soccer. There's a goal every so often, but.
I think what's worse is baseball.
More baseball boring. Is the metal detectorists of North American sports. Yeah, for sure.
Or golf.
How dare you?
I don't like any of those sports. They're so boring to me. I don't know why. And offense.
They're fun.
I have friends that like all of them, but I also don't like watching basketball. And that's pretty action-packed.
I've gotten back into baseball over the last year and a half, specifically in the last 6 months. Yeah,
you put on the Astros the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is going on in our house right now?
Do you know why I've gotten back into baseball? Because of Instagram. All the highlight reels. Throughout
but that's
all the
not
years.
A game. That's no, it a highlight is. Reel.
Well, that's it.
That's why on ESPN, the only thing I enjoy watching on ESPN with regularity is the top 10. It's like the best plays of the week or whatever.
Sure.
That I can handle.
Do you think this gal made it to the top 10 in Finland?
Well, she is the Michael Jordan of Finland hobby horsing.
She's probably on it every night. Like Michael Jordan was dominated.
And they show her slowly jumping over those logs.
Instant replay.
She runs across the screen.
Oh no, it's a sad day for Mika. She's rolled her ankle.
And
the horse is down.
The horse is down.
She's crying.
It's just.
Why is she crying? She's crying because we have to put the horse down. You know, the horse broke its stick.
I wonder if she gets any sponsorship.
Oh yeah.
Because how does she afford her life?
Comedy, babe. So in archaeology news, check this out. This is actually pretty interesting. Booby traps.
Yeah.
I just want to say boobies.
That's fair.
No, but this is crazy. So archaeologists are too scared to open the tomb of China's first emperor because they fear booby traps.
Yeah, well, they might have had like some poisonous something that, like out. I'd want to have like a gas mask and a hazmat suit and then I'd open it.
Yeah. Archaeologists worry that the tomb of China's first emperor contains deadly booby traps. An ancient Chinese historian wrote... that the tomb is filled with mercury and crossbows ready to fire. Craftsmen were ordered to make crossbows and arrows primed to shoot at anyone who enters the tomb. Mercury was used to simulate the 100 rivers, the Yangtze and the Yellow River and the Great Sea, and set to flow mechanically, the text reads.
But a lot of things with tombs, no offense to our ancestors, but a lot of times, at least from what I've watched through you, because I'm forced against my will to watch some television shows of like the tombs of Nidar or something ridiculous. Oh. Or Sadar, I don't even know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there could be, and they probably should take some precautions. But the thought that like what mercury is going to flow out onto their feet and they won't have any control over it or anything, you're like,
it's best to be safe when it comes to mercury.
Well, 100%. But it's not like they can't get away. Mercury is not like a raging river.
Well, it's some like scientists, slow,
like a goo. Mm-hmm. It's almost like in that, what I'm picturing is that clip from Austin Powers where it's that slow steamroller and he's like, no. No.
Mercury moves faster than that, Katie.
And he's like so far away and he just stands there saying no until it crushes him.
Right.
That's what I envision.
While some scientists dismiss the accounts as being fantastical, mm-hmm. a 2020 study mm-hmm. found that mercury concentrations around the tomb are at a significantly higher level than to be expected.
Mm-hmm. So wear protective gear. Again, we have so much protective gear these days.
No, okay.
Put on some armor, hazmat suited up, put on some, I don't know, intense footwear.
What's the...
Fucking open that bitch.
Jesus.
Just do it.
I don't understand. So mm-hmm. I can't just go to a graveyard and dig something and go, look what I found. Look, what was this person wearing? Oh, yeah, you know, like rummage their pocket. What did they have? Oh, mm-hmm. look at the trophies I got. You can't do that.
If it was 5,000 years in the future, maybe you could.
I know, but should we be doing that?
I mean, there's probably mixed feelings because a couple of things that I don't like is that it could be like on sacred ground or it's done in this way and you're disrespecting someone's family member.
Yeah.
But if it was me and I was in a tomb, dig me up. Rumble through my shit. I don't care.
Really?
I'm not there. Why do I care?
I have a confession to make.
What do you?
I went through your stuff earlier.
That's okay. You already know all my stuff. We've already moved and stuff. You've seen everything.
Have you seen where they reconstructed the larynx of Tutankhamun?
No.
So they have, you know, some.
We should have gone to the King Tut exhibit.
Check this out, Katie.
How many times have I said we should do it and you didn't want to do it? And then we were in Houston. It was there, and Sean was like, "I don't, can't be bothered."
I mean, it's 4,000 years old. It's not like it's going anywhere. We can.
It's
going
to go to Egypt.
Yeah. So
we'll go to Egypt.
That's kind of far.
King of apathy.
So they made King Tut's larynx. Mm-hmm. See,
so they could make what he sound like.
They did a scan, yeah, and then they recreate it because once they know the shape of it,
what did he sound like?
He said,
"He said, Luke, I am your father." Wouldn't that be funny? He mummered. Oh my God! Look, I am your mother. That would be funny.
Inversion speaking, if anyone out there knows what that is, what Katie just did, we're not going to tell you. But one more time, Katie.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Can you imagine if we had a podcast like that?
I think I might pass out.
That's inversion speaking. You're welcome.
I already gave the name of it. But if they caught it, I don't know. They might have to rewind back.
Might have to rewind. But even then, you'll have to look it up. Mm-hmm. Or we could just tell you what it is.
Mm. Nope. I think we might have already told them. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll share around Christmas time. There's another hint for you.
Yep. So,
yeah.
What did he sound like? Just a regular dude?
No, that was it. He sounded like a Canadian. They're like, good day.
No, but it's just voice.
Take so off, was it just like,
hello, like I am Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
Like, was that what it was like?
Grapes? Someone bring me some grapes? Yep. Oh, one last thing that's going on.
What did he sound like? You never really answered the question. Just like a normal dude?
I think it's a joke. I don't think they really... reconstruct his larynx to
It's all false facts. Okay.
No, I think they actually did do it. There's some,
you can't start off by saying this is in the news and then I'm lying. That's like why people don't listen to the news anymore.
If the news can lie, why can't I?
Because you're better than that.
Am I?
No,
I mean, I could be on CNN. I could have my own show.
We could start our own. We'll call it XYZ. XYZ news.
Oh my goodness. I feel awful.
Oh, you know what? We'll call it XYZ inclusive for the Canadians. You know,
I like it. I think everyone in the Commonwealth says Z. It's just the Yanks that when they broke away from the United States, were like, we got to do things different around here. Z.
I think that we do a lot of different things though.
Yeah.
But anyway, continue.
You took the U out of all the words that need a U. Harbor, color. You change it and everyone says color.
Is it a theater? It's theatre.
Well, that's because it's a French word.
I'm just
théâtre.
Théâtre.
And then, you know, very pompous people on the East Coast are like, théâtre.
The funniest thing to me, random factoid.
Yeah.
So whenever you flash back to old films, and I'm not talking old like 70s, I'm talking old like 40s.
Okay.
When you flash back to any film, any video that you found from way back in the day, they, like The Great Gatsby, the new film with Leonardo DiCaprio, did a good job of this. But because way back then, people talked bizarrely, like faux British-y, pompous, oh my goodness. And it just sounds stupid.
Well,
it's like an era of speech.
It is. And it's because things change over time, right?
But
and
I haven't slowly noticed it until down the where British. I was like, wow. Yeah, we've slowly just been like...
Just keep adding more people to that British water and then it just kind of waters down, you know?
But even British people don't sound like that now.
No, I know.
That's the funny thing. It's like a certain time.
People were taught to enunciate.
And it's very...
And they had an effective speech.
Oh my goodness. Things are so redonkulous.
Hello. Yes, dear.
But old films are like that. And I don't know if it's the 40s or the 50s. You're better with time than I am with that kind of thing.
It's slowly through the era, you know, through the eras. Because you can, if you go to a community college in, I'm going to make it up here, upstate New York, you will meet a theater director who talks like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just enunciating and then affecting.
People can enunciate and be very clear speakers, just like I'm doing right now. And I don't have this weird thing where I talk into my nasal / upper mouth region.
Right, like Moira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moira.
There's another person. Canadians do it too. It's not just Americans.
Everybody does it. It was just interesting because...
I wonder if people in other countries do that. If like Finnish people, if some of them are a little hoity-toity.
Do they talk in a weird way? You guys report back. We have people from Finland. We have people in different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You report back.
Do the, not the educated class, but the upper
highfalutin.
Do they speak with a, you know, a little bit of a pompousness, pomposity?
Pomposity?
Yeah.
Maybe they do. I'd be interested because I noticed it. To say I didn't notice it is a lie, but I think more and more recently I've seen it in old television and old films. And I remember watching, you know, shows like Breakfast at Tiffany's and being like, even then, the speech was still a little like, it was funny.
God, that George Papar is dreamy. Well, not now, but he was.
He was, and he was in so many films back then.
I know him from the A-Team, so he was like a badass smoking a cigar. And
he's super tall. I don't know if he really is.
George Papar?
Isn't he in Breakfast, the guy in Breakfast and Tiffany? He's a tall dude, or he looks tall. Maybe they just film him on the ground, looking up, making him look bigger.
Mm. Moon River. Katie's looking up some facts here on the internet, so I'll...
Yeah, he's taller than her.
Well, yes, but Audrey Hepburn is a short lady, isn't she?
But it's the way that they film it, I think.
Moon River.
Because even...
Water
see, than a mile. It's like they're filming upwards, so that's probably why I always thought he was tall.
I don't think Papar is tall. I think Papar is maybe 5'8" or 5'9".
Handsome man he was.
He was a cool cat, you know?
He passed away in 1994.
Yeah.
At the age of 65. Young.
Pretty young. Wow.
Really? Wow. He was married so many times. Do you ever get on people's Wikipedia and it's like spouses? Like, brrr, you're like, Jesus Christ. He was married 5 times.
That's not that many.
5 times? He's only 65.
Yeah, but he was a Hollywood actor. Mm. You know.
I guess so.
What year was he born in? 1930?
1928.
28. Oh, I was close. Mm-hmm. I was close. I just get a sense for these things, you know?
Okay, George Papard height.
Mm.
It doesn't say. I say he's 5'10".
5'10", well.
I don't know if these things are always true, though, because I personally saw Harrison Ford in person, like really, like walking on Montana Avenue. I was going to pick up lunch, and I think he thought I was following him because he was going to the same place, and I was like, dude, I'm not. And he was super small, like for a man. I'm 5'7".
He is a slight man.
He was like 5'5".
Right.
I had heels on and I'm 5'7", so that put maybe like 5'9"-ish, maybe 5'10". he felt tiny. Like, I was like, oh my God. And I was
pick him up in your
he
arms.
He had a really big head. And then I looked up how tall he was and they said like 5'10 or something. I was like, bull fucking shit. I just saw this dude and he is not that tall.
Mm.
So I'm actually going to look it up again because I want to make sure. I want to see if it lies like I thought it lied. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says 6'1".
Moon River. He's not 6'1".
Mm-mm.
No, I know this for a fact.
Yep.
Maybe he was when he was younger. Maybe he's just one of those people who shrunk. You know, you put Harrison Ford in the dryer.
You see him next to all these people and he is definitely way shorter.
And he wears boots all the time, I think.
He was wearing boots with heels, like cowboy boots with heels.
I've heard that about him.
It reminds me of kind of like the George Costanza in Seinfeld.
Mm.
But they show him next to people like Ben Affleck and he's significantly shorter.
Affleck is 6'4", though.
Oh, okay.
So there's that.
But Calista Flockhart, he's only like, was his wife or is his wife? And see, he's like,
what? Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Remember that one time we were going to California Pizza Kitchen of all places in Brentwood and his car was outside in the parking structure or in the parking lot. And
oh yeah, that cool car.
Yes.
He has a really cool car.
Yes. And it was a 63 Corvette and the parking lot attendant, they're not supposed to say anything usually about celebrities, but he was so excited. He was like, did you see Mr. Harrison? Mm-hmm. I was like, huh? I thought he was talking about George Harrison. I was like, he passed away a while ago.
I'm sorry, he passed away.
Yeah, I was like, I did not see him. Have you seen the Beatles in concert? He's like, George Harrison.
Harrison
Ford, Mr. Harrison. Oh boy, Sean. But yeah, he was all excited about Harrison Ford. And
yeah, sometimes it's exciting. That's like one time when I saw Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm. You guys, he was so friendly. And he has a bunch of like cool looking rings that are all like
turquoise.
No, they're like weird looking gems. I don't know if they're like space something related to whatever. But all of his rings were like, one was like a half moon and stars and he had like a necklace. And he drove a Jaguar, like a green four-door Jaguar.
Mm.
And the license plate said Moon Man.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, oh. Is he, I don't know if he's still around, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
he said some weird things throughout his time.
He had a hard time.
Can you imagine being that big of a that famous of a person, though? And then it was one thing you did when you were in your 20s and the rest of your life, people are like, hey, how is the moon?
Yeah, like, you're like, oh, I'm over it, dude.
Honestly, I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. The moon was quite a while ago.
And I've heard, because then I started reading about him. He went through like an intense depressive period because, and I don't know, if there's probably other reasons, but there was something to say that like, people who, especially astronauts, but they say people who like live in this sphere of like they do a thing.
Yeah.
And then that's their only thing. And
they peak early like Uncle Rico.
Pretty much. But they were saying astronauts in particular have a tough time because they always want to go back up. Like they want to be up there.
No kidding.
I mean, I don't, but I get it. I guess once you've done it and you work to achieve it and then you do the thing, it's like the letdown of like, well, then how do I keep doing this thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the air up there is so much sweeter. So, you know, you definitely want to go back and sniff that moon air.
They don't. They're all in their little containers.
That's just for the cameras. Mm. They don't want everyone to know that you can breathe on the moon. So they have to, you know, keep it down. Don't tell anyone how cool it is, you know? Make it look dreary.
Don't tell anyone we faked it.
Yeah.
That's what people always think. I don't know, and I don't really care. But
I mean, I don't get down with that conspiracy theory. I like a good conspiracy theory. That one's ridiculous. I had a teacher in high school who used to talk about that.
Oh,
that
really?
It was faked. Yeah, and he was a science teacher. And everyone was like, did you know?
I mean, some people think, I don't know. I don't even look into stuff like that. But nothing is better than the joke in Dumb and Dumber when he walks out of that bar and he's like, we landed on the moon. That's my favorite.
There's so much activity going on in space right now. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. There's trips planned to the moon. Trips planned around the moon.
I saw the best ever video about the aliens because the aliens are, you know, we have a body of an alien. We have a spacecraft of some sort. And they just never told us, like spoilers. There's this woman, I assume at like a county fair. And she's like, let's say, she looks like she's in her 50s, maybe 60s. And she's singing to Missy Elliott. When she's, I don't know where it cuts in, but she says something to the effect of like, it's that song where she sings it backwards.
If you're French,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
but it cuts to just a little clip before that, and then it goes, "Yeah, from a nipper fry, yeah, through, yeah, from a nip." It's like, I don't know. It's just a reverse. You lay it down, flip it, and reverse it. And it's like me trying to talk to the aliens, and it zooms in on her. She's like, "Yeah, from a nipper fry." You're like, and I was just, it was one of those like perfect cuts. Like, where people find this footage and pair it to the right phrasing and cut into it. It's beautiful.
Oh, speaking of Missy Elliott, you know who just passed away?
Timberland?
No, no, no.
Oh, I was like,
but the other half, Magoo. No. So it was Timberland Magoo. Yeah, 50 years old. Hell of a rapper, hell of a producer.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean,
why are people dying so young? Take care of yourselves, people. Get your, go into your, get your physicals.
Sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad died at 53. That's pretty young too.
Very young.
That's like your sister's age almost. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So I was looking at a meme the other day, and it had a bunch of TV characters like Mr. Jefferson, Archie Bunker, you know, all these characters from earlier television from the 70s and whatnot. And people used to look so old.
Did you know your stomach?
Yeah.
Is that not good?
No, it's good. That's how you look young, intermittent fasting.
You had lunch with me.
I know.
I'm like, we just ate a couple, like an hour ago.
Yeah. I have to say I was very disturbed by how, like, that I'm older than Archie Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? No, how am I older?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, medicine and preventative care has gotten better, I would argue, right? Okay. Number one, we have more knowledge about how to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, but have I lived that much differently than arguably I've had more
probably
processed
not,
food?
Probably not, but I think, yeah, probably more processed food. But also, I find that, like, the smoking, and I mean, yes, you smoked for a while too.
Yeah, but I quit.
But things like that, like, people just smoked, like, their whole life.
A lot.
And that ages you significantly. And drinking heavily ages you significantly.
Also, if you smoke, I'm convinced of this, if you smoke with the windows rolled up in the car, you're just basically aging yourself two times as fast.
I doubly.
With the windows rolled down, one time as fast.
One time. Single, two times.
Doesn't make sense.
But I get what you're saying. It's like doubly bad for you. And it could be. But I also think there's something to, when you are an age, you don't feel like you look that age. And I almost think of it like the way that my, like, eating disorder patients would look in the mirror and be like, "I'm fat." And I was like, "No, you're not." Like, that almost like dysmorphia. I feel like, especially for us, because I, in most parts of my life, still act the same way that I did at like 26. Like, nothing's really changed for us. Obviously, we have a dog, but I had bills then. I still have bills. Like, it's just adulthood.
Right.
And
then people, like, kids look at you and they're like, "Hello, sir." Look at that old guy over there.
I don't get carded anymore. I used to get carded all the time when we first started dating.
Maybe I should get buttocks or a Botox.
Buttocks. You have buttocks.
Got to firm up my old man buttocks.
That reminds me of that Sex and the City when Samantha's like, "I'm going to take the fat from my own ass and I'm going to put it in my face." And she's like, "First, it's awesome. I get to like fatten up my ass so I just get to eat what I want." It's ridiculous. But she finds somebody, she's like, "You look amazing," to one of her friends. She's like, "The fat from my own ass."
The Brazilian butt lift, people. What a move. I just found that out, what that term is.
Yeah.
I never wanted to ask because I would see that on Instagram.
What does it mean? I don't even know.
BBL. And I was like, what is BBL? Brazilian butt lift.
What does that mean?
It's when they take fat from your abdomen region.
And put it in your buttocks?
Your buttocks. It's what the Kardashians were doing. All this time, I thought they were natural, but no.
You did not. Nobody did.
You can do what you want with your body. That's fine.
Oh, totally. It's fine.
But you know, to pass it off as if this is au naturel.
And I don't know if they do.
I don't know either.
Because even on the reality show, not that I've watched all of it, but I've watched enough that they, like, you'll see them going into the plastic surgeon and getting Botox.
Okay.
And, like, you saw Chris at one point, and this is like the last that I really watched the Kardashians. No offense. I enjoy it, actually. I'll watch it just because I want my brain to be turned off. But right around Kim and Kanye's wedding, Chris got a facelift, and it showed her going in and getting it done. Like, I don't.
So they were doing Botox. And which one got the lobotomy?
None.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
I actually think that they're interesting as well.
It's like a sociological experiment. I find it really interesting.
It's a crazy business model.
And they fucking sell so much shit.
Yeah.
Like, just
I don't
today,
think they're healthy, you know, not healthy, but I don't think, like, what they're selling junk food, basically. Like, they're, And that's fine. You can have junk food. Just it shouldn't be 90% of your diet. Like some people super consume it. And you're like,
oh. Yeah. I feel like the one thing I know that it does do, which this is, I don't know if this is a learning for anybody, but something I've been thinking about is that if following watching something or digesting some information online or a TV show or whatever, if I feel like my life is somewhat lesser than that's probably not good for me. And the Kardashians, because they're so extremely wealthy and they live this insane lifestyle, I always come out of it being like, oh, like I guess I'm not doing as well as I felt like I was or something.
You feel that way after watching?
A little bit.
I always feel better about myself. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, I feel better about like my own relationships and my lifestyle.
Yeah.
But, you know, people can compare themselves. It's like the housewives. Like I know people are like, ooh, the drama. But a lot of it's like complete commercialism. Like you have to buy lots of things. And like on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show, they have all these meetings where they're looking at different Skims products and different, you know, all right. this stuff. And you're like, you know. It's a little much.
What is Skims? Is that just Spanx spelt differently?
No. It was going to be called something else and they pivoted because it
Tummies
people thought
with
it was, no, people thought it was racist or something. I forget what happened. Oh, kimono. Kim. Ono. Kimono, I think. I could be wrong, but I feel like there was something about that.
And it's Kanye's brainchild, right? Skims was like his idea and he put it together?
I don't know. I think it's 50-50 with her. I think he splits it or there's some kind of something. They had a lot of businesses together. Maybe. I don't know that part. But what Skims is essentially, or essentially is a, how apropos, it's essentials. So it's like underwear, bras, t-shirts, loungewear, and they're all like very neutral palette, like skin tones, cream tones. I mean, she's expanded into more like colors.
Oh, her name is in it. Skims.
Yeah.
Maybe Kim. I'm the dumb one. This whole time I thought it was like
kimono, Kim.
Skimmy or scammy. No, like I thought it was Spanx.
They are Spanx.
Okay.
So we have a wedding in Palm Springs and the dress that I'm wearing is a little fitted. And I was like, maybe I'll get some like Spanxy things. Mm. And hers are cheaper, better quality, I've heard.
Okay.
So I was going to try it, but I haven't ordered from her before. So I don't know what size. I got to measure and figure out what I'm doing because I've never ordered.
I wonder if they make one to like smooth out the wrinkles on my neck. You know,
that's
like,
called a turtleneck, Sean. You just hide it and stuff it in there.
No, but what if it was a nude color?
That would look so weird. It's just
a turtleneck.
Just cut to, you know, like Green Man, but like me.
Yeah, just smooth out my neck, you know?
Why are you worried about your neck? Is that how you're going to stand? You guys, I can't be seen in public with him anymore. I'm so sorry.
I'm trying not to crease my neck skin.
See? Oh my, I sleep. You're like Cleopatra. Not Cleopatra, but remember how the women, where's that tribe where they load up their necklaces to stretch their necks, right? Because having a long neck is seen as like, it's a beauty standard, which I find so interesting. It's like why in certain cultures they would stretch out their earlobes. There's all sorts of.
Or the feet.
The binding China. Their feet.
Oof, some practices are horrendous.
Dangerous.
Well, most practices are horrendous. Not practice at all.
Stretching out your neck can't be good either, right?
No, I think you can't remove those rings after you've done that.
Oh, because then you're like...
Your head just goes...
Well, no bueno.
I just moved here from somewhere else, you know?
Why does she always wear that necklace? Because her head will fall. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to try Skims. Anybody have any recommendations? Leave it in the comments. A couple of my friends have purchased a lot of their stuff and they believe in it very heavily.
Really?
Yes. Like Marissa's one of them.
So it's a good product.
Yeah. People say it's like the best, like their favorite t-shirts and their favorite loungewear and stuff like that. My friend Kelsey Dara and Marissa Ross both like swear by it, like have bought and they're like, I don't care. It's a little expensive. Like they spend like hundreds of dollars at it.
Hey, if it makes you feel good.
I'm going to try like one thing and we'll see.
If it makes you happy.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, Skims is quite profitable, I would assume.
Awesome. Excuse me.
Should we get into letters?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can do that.
How are we doing?
One last thing. Oh, one last thing. Oh, one last thing. Last week we spoke about Taylor Swift and she was kind enough to write in.
Oh.
And we got a letter from her. Mm. I'm not going to read it because it was just to me. She didn't even say your name. But no, I'm just kidding. But we talked about Taylor Swift last week and because it was, she's a mensch. Mm-hmm. And then someone said, you're going to regret using that word about her.
Did somebody say that?
And I was like,
look up what the word means.
And I said,
means.
Why? You know, mm-hmm. But then there were other people who were, you know, pro Yiddish, which mm-hmm. I am. So that, you know, they were on my side.
Yeah.
Some people did not like me using a Yiddish word.
Well, people don't know what it means, which I find really funny.
That's why I was teasing. I was fishing.
I know, fishing. Ooh. And our friend Jared, who's a total Swiftie, he's like, you don't want to upset them. We're like,
check this out. Mm-hmm. Swifterature.
Okay.
It's a word that is new.
Oh, this is a word. This isn't a username?
Swifterature. It is a combination of two words, mm-hmm. Swift, mm-hmm. in honor of Taylor Swift, and erature, like literature.
Oh.
So it really rolls off the tongue. Swifterature. Belgian mm-hmm. University launches course to analyze Taylor Swift lyrics, poetry, prose, and now songwriting.
Well, Ghent, they have Shakespeare University. Courses, I suppose, right? What's the difference?
That's it.
Potentially.
They're hip. They're with the times. Mm-hmm. They are, it's a whole course designed to weigh her lyrics. They're looking at the language of other writers, including Sylvia Plath, Charles Dickens, William Shakespeare, and now Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So they're putting her, this Belgian university, this isn't just a, you know, University of Phoenix, you know, or phonics.
Hooked on phonics.
This
teaches
is
teaches you Swift.
Yeah, this is a big
it's
deal.
Like actual, yeah. But yeah. I mean, like she's really snoring over there. Mm. I mean, if they think, honestly, from my perspective, literature is literature. I don't really care who put it together, especially as someone who went into school as a music major and a psych major.
It's not literature anymore. Swifterature.
I'm not using that word ever again. But I think that there's always learnings and things like that. Even when it comes to, like, if you're going to write a certain type of sonnet or prose or a haiku or a certain type of poetry or whatever, right? You can learn from, and especially pop culture, kids will be more engaged. Mm. And I think it's more interesting to make it more relatable versus, you know, like the out damn spot out over and over again. Like, not that Shakespeare, it doesn't have a place, but
no,
like,
but come on, you hear it once, you hear it 1,000 times, mm-hmm. you know, and then everyone's just ripping off Shakespeare. Like, everything is a Shakespeare play, just retold slightly different, change mm-hmm. the names. It's not Mercurio anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Lothario. It's Tim. And
you mean Othello?
No.
What'd you say?
Mercurio?
No, you said Othario?
Lothello?
Othello.
Othello. Like, so you can just change the name, anyway, but do the same story, you know? Macbeth, mm-hmm. McDave, you know, mm-hmm. something like this. Highly prolific.
McLeary turns into Irish people.
Exactly. You know? Highly prolific and autobiographical. we'll just skip that word. In her songwriting, Swift makes
autobiographical.
Yes, that's it. Mm. I just. If you put too many letters and vowels together, or vowels are letters, I get that, but too many vowels and consonants together, I get confused. Highly prolific and
maybe you
autobiographical.
Should have had some of my Dr. Pepper.
I know, I refused the caffeine today and now I'm paying the price. In her songwriting, mm-hmm. Swift makes frequent allusions to canonical literary texts in her music. Mm-hmm. The class syllabus explains, using Swift's work as a springboard, we will explore, among other topics, literary feminism, eco-criticism, fan studies, and tropes such as the anti-hero. Swift's enduring popularity stems at least in part from the heavily intertextual aspect of her work, and this course will dig deeper to explore its literary roots.
Interesting.
Registration is open to all.
Oh, it's online and everything?
No. You know, registration is open to all who pay. You know, obviously it's a university. Pay through the nose, but you know, maybe not, maybe in
Is it available online, like you pay for the course and you can take it online, or it's in person only?
It's in person at Ghent University in Belgium.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's good for her, you know.
I mean, I'm assuming she'd have, do you have to approve for something?
I don't
like
think
that?
So
I don't think
if someone's just analyzing,
just a study of your
stuff. if they're reprinting your music, maybe they might have to get some licenses.
I think there might be something like that. But she might be like, cool, you know.
What if you show up and everyone
and
gathers
and it.
Yeah, she's the teacher. You're like, oh my F.
Holy fuck.
That'd be the most popular class.
It would be the most popular class.
Yeah.
She might show up.
She
our
probably
friend,
would.
Our friend
I
Jared's
would.
Going to Belgium right now just
I
to find out, right?
Like, hey guys, mm-hmm. I heard.
But I think stuff like that's cool.
I do
I
too.
Have no problem with.
I wasn't mocking it. I think that's powerful.
Yeah. You know? What's it matter?
Maybe they're teaching a Katie class somewhere right now.
If people can learn, you know, we got to keep people engaged.
Right, right.
Got to keep the kiddos learning.
Yep.
I like to learn new things. I'd love to take a class again. Why if I had you? The time.
Oh.
I don't have the time.
What would you take? What sort of class?
Something about language. Probably like
math or something.
No, math?
It's a language.
I said shut the front door.
So nobody, language and nerds. I'm just kidding.
I don't want to take math at all. Never.
I'm just kidding. I want to take math because it is a cool language.
Don't try to make up for your joke now.
No.
I know you don't like math.
I do. I like.
You'd probably take a history course. Let's be honest.
You know what it is? I don't like math, but I like physics. Mm.
You like sciences.
Yeah. Well, not all sciences. Mm. Some of them I think are silly.
Biology is interesting.
Yeah. It's okay. I just want a microscope. Did you see
that? Is that what you want? Okay.
Did you take it out of my Amazon basket? I had a microscope in there.
No. It would have just been in the safe for later.
It's weird. Somebody took it out of my Amazon basket. Maybe it was me. Maybe I got bored. I'm like, nah, what am I going to use this for? But I kind of want one. Because, you know, then you could see
it. I don't know if I ever saw one in your basket.
Interesting. It was kind of expensive. But you know what's cool about it?
What?
Is that you get it. I guess this is, you know, the last time I used one, it was in high school or shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. It had good resolving power. I don't remember what it was, but you could see more than with the human eye. You could see like Ant-Man, you know, get down to the nucleoid.
Microscope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that an atom? What am I looking at here?
And they're like, no. You're looking at a germ. Yeah. This is your own spit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But now when you get a, what are they called again? Telescope? No.
Microscope.
Telescope is the other one. When you get one, they have cameras hooked up to them, see? And the camera is like, you can
see? Why would
you? You can film what you're doing so you can see it for later. So you don't have to like keep looking, you know, cross-eyed through the diopters or whatever
you
they're called.
You don't look cross-eyed. Usually put both your eyes into them or you have one.
I know. I'm just
cross-eyed. Excuse me.
I say things, you know, just to.
The boss eyes.
The boss eyes, that's right. But anyways, you can film, you can record like with a motion picture camera, the makes journeys sense. And whatever you see under there. Because what if something happened? What if you're looking and it was sentient, you know, and it's like spit and like they're swimming around, you know, little spit anemones or whatever. And one of them looks up at you and gives you the finger, you know, and you go to tell the other scientist and you're like, dude, it just gave me, you're like, no, it didn't.
Let me play it back.
Guess what? I recorded it. See?
See? Okay.
But I think it's wonderful that you can film these things.
We have had nothing to drink today.
That's the problem. I'm intermittent fasting between lunch and now, and I'm starving. I'm getting like, a little bit of.
We ate like 3 hours ago.
I'm hungry. I'm saying the crazies, you know?
You should have eaten.
I should have
more.
Had caffeine. That's my.
That's the problem. Okay. So, we have a letter. Are you okay if we move on?
Oh, yeah.
Scientist. Okay. We have a letter from Isabel, and it is entitled My Spa Experience.
I like this. It makes me feel fancy.
Me too. I already feel fancy. It says, howdy do, Katie, Sean, Roxy, and the OTDM community. Greetings from Santa Cruz, California. My name is Isabel, and I've been a longtime viewer, but this is my first time writing in. Welcome.
Welcome. We love your town.
Mm-hmm. Recently, you talked about your experiences working out in the heat in the gym you go to. Oh, yes. Huh? I couldn't help but think about my sauna experience. A few years ago, my friend was going through a divorce, and a group of us decided to go to a spa to cheer her up. So away we went. To this bougie spa in the middle of the woods. Yeah, I've gone to those too. And you're like, this is going to be expensive, but it's going to be so good. I walk in and see a sign that says no cell phones or talking allowed. I felt like I was taking a vow of silence, but okay. I was doing this for my friend. So we all check in and we were each given a towel and a water bottle. And I turned the water bottle around and gave it gave detailed instructions on the label regarding the cleansing process. Steps you were supposed to do to get the most benefit from being there. This was intense. This is like some weird like ashram. You know what I mean? It feels like a whole like yoga weekend experience, vegan retreat, purge, whatever they call it. Detox, that's the word. So off to the locker room to get changed. You could have heard a pin drop in there. No music, no like,
right,
you know, the spa music.
I think I could compose one of those spa songs.
Me too. Sometimes when I take a bath, I ask our Google machine to play the spa music.
I like it when you go to get a massage, so nice. Like you're playing Slipknot or whatever, you know, it's really nice.
Slipknot. That reminds me, Anna Suaro, one of my favorite yoga instructors from back in the day, she would always play Rage Against the Machine. And she was super pregnant at one point. And she's like, she put it on, obviously, because it's her favorite. And she's like, my mom tried to give me shit the other day. She's like, your kid's going to come out all angry and rage-filled. And she's like, I don't feel ragey when I play Rage Against the Machine, Mom. It just speaks to my soul. And she's like, oh, she doesn't get it. And it isn't. It doesn't make you feel rage-filled. I really enjoy Rage Against the Machine.
It's okay.
You know.
The lyrics are a little kooky sometimes.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't listen for the lyrics.
I mean, she would have a couple of them on. There were like two or three that she like played a lot. And I was like, I like these.
Nice.
Okay. So, could hear a pin drop in there. I changed in the awkward silence and emerged from the locker room with my towel and my water bottle instructions. The first step in the experience was going into your choice of a dry sauna or a eucalyptus sauna for 15 minutes. Ooh, I'd be a sucker for the eucalyptus.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I do love a dry sauna. I elected to go into the eucalyptus sauna first.
So
I
would choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm. Like. Having never been in a sauna. Wow. I wasn't sure what to expect. I opened the door to the sauna and was immediately hit with a hot mist that smelled of strong eucalyptus. I couldn't really see in there, so I fumbled around trying to find a seat. That much steam. Holy shit. After I found a spot to sit down, I looked around at the other people in there that I could see sitting in silence. And everyone in there had an expression on their face that I can only describe as a mix between misery and anxiety. Word to the wise, for people who haven't been to a sauna, if you go in, do not climb and sit on the top. Heat rises. Sit down on the bottom one, nearest the door. Give yourself a minute. If you aren't comfortable being naked, wear a swimming suit so you can take off the towel, because the towel feels like a cloak. It's just like suffocating you. You need to be let your skin breathe. If you want to be naked, then take that off and be fine. But don't go to the top and don't keep your towel or your robe on. You'll die heat stroke. Okay. I could barely breathe because the mist was so hot, and I counted down the seconds before the 15 minutes had elapsed. After my allotted time was complete, I quickly exited the sauna and was greeted by the cool, fresh breeze that was so, so refreshing. Isn't it like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was the refreshing part of this whole experience. So I looked at the instruction on the back of the water bottle. The next step was the ice bath. What? Really? Ooh, we're going hot, cold. We used to call it teapot ice bath, teapot ice bath. You go from hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. As kids, it was more of a challenge, but now that I think about it, it might have been good for our immune systems. Who knows? Inflammation. 5 minutes in the ice bath? After 50 minutes of sweaty uncomfortableness? Okay, I guess. I dipped my toe and my entire body shivered. I thought to myself, I just need to rip the bandaid off and channel my inner Nike. Just do it. Quickly walked down the steps and ran across the pool to the other side as fast as I could, keeping the upper half of my body out of the water. I wanted to express my discomfort out loud, but I remembered my vow of silence.
Fuck!
I know. It's so fucking cold, right? So I just swallowed my discomfort down and out of the pool I went. I consulted the back of the water bottle again for my next assignment. The next part wasn't as bad. It was a 15-minute soak in the hot pool. There were a bunch of people in there, and I could understand why. I got in the pool and found a spot near the side. Since there were a lot of people in there, I managed to catch up with my friends in there. They looked a lot happier than I did and appeared to be enjoying their experience. Isn't it funny? Like, when you experience something, you do something new, there's a big part of me that always wants the person I look to be giving me the same, like, sarcastic look. You know, like you sign up for something a little too woo-woo for you, and then you realize, like, midway through it's real woo-woo. You want to look over your buddy and be like, and then they go, and you're like, we gotta get out of here. And it's perfect. That's beautiful. I love the unspoken, like, you know, that you give friends and they just know. And you're like, and you give them the look. But it sucks when you think something's funny or you think something's ridiculous, you look over and they're like totally jamming to it. And you're like, oh no. Okay. So they looked to be a lot happier than I appeared to be and appeared to be enjoying their experience. I couldn't ask them, however, since we weren't able to talk. That's why I wonder when you said catch up with them, but you meant catch up like, so you're same place. Excuse me. After the 15 minutes were up, the last step in this cleansing process was sitting by the fire in the reclining outdoor chair. Wow, you get all wet and I guess it's warm out. I don't know. Well, Santa Cruz must be kind of warm. My friend managed to whisper to me they were going for another round. I'm like, what? And looked at the back of the water bottle yet again. As I got to the bottom of the instructions on the water bottle, it said, you have to repeat this process 3 to 5 more times. But she said it as, you have to repeat this process 3 to 5 more times. Since I was there to support my friend, I decided to try it again. This time I went into the dry sauna. The only difference this time is that I could actually see all the people sitting in there looking miserable because there was no mist. I could barely breathe. Again, after 15 minutes were up, I burst out the door of the sauna, ran through the ice bath and into the hot tub. I just picture, like, you know, in films when all of a sudden they show like an abbreviated version and you're like, you shut and you're like, and then you bust out and then I see you like, and then back and then in the hot tub. Okay. And then to the chairs where I stayed for the rest of the time that my friends wanted to stay.
Sensible.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. Can't say this was the most ideal cleansing experience for me. Maybe it was because I didn't go through another three times. But I just couldn't.
No, yeah, number four is when you start to lose your mind. And that's the freeing part, you know.
That's when you're like, I don't fucking care. I just couldn't deal with shocking my body again a few more times. I guess there's a theory behind this, but I'm convinced that whoever came up with this theory enjoyed watching people in misery and was a masochist. I do concur. Can't say I'd be much of a fan of working out in the heat like y'all do, but I guess I'd try it as long as there wasn't an ice bath at the end. There's no ice bath and you can leave at any time or just lay down.
I mean, you're in Santa Cruz. Have you ever been out surfing before? It's pretty cold up there. Don't you have to have like a
It's hot to cold. It isn't like the shock.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
That's why she's like, I'd do it, but as long as there's not an ice bath after.
Yeah. I was such a chicken with the California.
Too cold for me.
It gets freezing cold, that ocean.
And I mean, you don't need like the thick wetsuit like people who like, you know, surf in the Arctic, but you do need like a thicker wetsuit. People think the Pacific, or they're like, we're in California, it's going to be warm. That fucking Pacific Ocean is freezing. I grew up on it too.
And it gets warm in Southern California for, medium. You know, like a month. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And depends on when where the water's coming in, this and that. But you can wear a spring suit, which is shorts, mm-hmm. and you know, and that keeps you sort of warm, but on a cold day, you can't wear a spring suit. It
has to be a hot day.
Yeah.
Because when I learned to surf and took the lessons, I wore I should have worn my rash guard longer, but it was too hot because somebody had wear this. It wasn't mine. I was borrowing it. But I had my swimmy suit. It was like a halter top or whatever. And I definitely, my stomach was all red for like 5 days after, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't cold because it was like 85 out.
Yeah.
But any other day, I'm not messing around with it, you know?
Yeah. My first day that I had purchased a wetsuit. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a bodysuit. And I'm like, no, that's not.
Body glove wetsuit. Yeah,
that's it. The first time I bought one, I went with my friends. We go to the ocean and I had been surfing, but I'd been only in my trunks. Mm-hmm. So summer was over and it was getting colder. So it was time to, keep going through fall. There was
You gotta be smart and you can bring warm water and you pour it in your suit so it holds.
So we're out there and sitting on our boards waiting for a wave to come through. It was flat. I remember sitting there and my buddy says, you're getting pretty cold. You know, we're not swimming around. I was like, it's pretty cold. My feet are cold. My hands are cold. My face is cold.
Yep.
He goes,
pee in your suit.
Just pee in your suit. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, everyone does it. So I peed in my suit. And then about 5 minutes later, he's like, did you go? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, man, you peed in your suit?
No, he yeah, didn't. He did. Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, why? He goes, nobody does that. We just do that to all the rookies. I was like, oh. So but then he told me afterwards that no, we
pee in their suit. People pee in their suit. I was like, my girlfriend she says she peed in her suit all the time.
Yeah. At first, it seems like you're disgusting heathen, but then you realize the fish pee in there too. So not in your suit, but.
They get in your suit.
Hey, what's that? Fishes.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah,
excuse me.
It's not an outhouse. It's an in-house, you know, for the fish. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's cold though. It is cold. It's
freezing cold.
Be prepared. Okay. Last letter before we finish.
Okay.
We have a letter from Mary.
By the way, thank you for writing in.
Yes.
Santa Cruz?
From Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And this is Isabel.
Isabel. Nice to meet your, make your acquaintance. Mm. Nice to meet your acquaintance.
How do you do? Sean's having a rough day.
I like Santa Cruz though. I have to be honest. I've been there through there four times. And I always.
We should spend more time up there. Since we left California and I've been longing for the California way of life because I miss my people. I bought the Sex Wax t-shirt, if you don't know what it is.
Dr. Zogs.
Mm-hmm, Dr. Zogs. And then I also was looking at the Santa Cruz t-shirts because those were so popular. But we didn't live in Santa Cruz, so I was like, I don't really think that's...
Yeah, and also that's a skate company.
Yes, but yeah. It's California.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I was like, oh, my people. Huge part of me wanted to like see if there's some Clout stuff online. Clout was a brand sold in Malibu only.
Never heard of it.
Oh.
I guess you had to have Clout in Malibu.
It's just a little skater kind of surfer brand. Mm-hmm. And surprise, surprise, any guesses what I bought?
No.
A waffle knit.
Oh.
T-shirt. I love waffle knit.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Last letter, Mary.
Mary.
And it is entitled contrary. Terrible Tans.
Ooh.
I'm excited already. It says, hi, Katie. Hi, Sean. I was listening to your episode the other day when you talked about your tanning experience. Oh, yeah, our spray tans. Yeah. I'm so sorry it didn't go better, but it did make me laugh. In addition to teaching through the school year and working camp in the summer, we don't make much money. I also work part-time at a tanning salon. We should have come to yours. At my location, we have two spray tanning booths.
Okay.
Now, I'm in Ohio, but the one booth that we have is also available near you. It's called the Versa Spa.
Versa.
We'll have to try it out, Mary. And it requires little human interaction. You pay, they set the booth, then you're alone in the room while it gets to work.
I've been to this one before, though.
And I've done those where it's the machine. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But here's the weird part.
Those were better on, looked better to me than our hand sprayed thing.
Yes.
But less mess.
There's, okay, so you went to, was it in Orange County?
No, this was like ages ago for Ashley's wedding. So okay. Whenever that was her first wedding, I don't know when that was. I got spray tanned because the dresses were like a cream color.
Right.
And I'll just like disappear in it. I'll be like, bye, I'm a ghost.
There was a picture on the wall, the one that I went to. It was odd because it was Barack Obama, the president. But you see that a lot where when you go into stores in the United States, they have the president.
The president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in the tanning booth, there was a picture of President Barack Obama. But the eyes were cut out and they were looking.
No.
Yeah, they were following me around the room.
Sean's lying.
So I'm pretty sure there was someone there.
I love that your joke contains Barack Obama's eyes being cut and somebody falling.
Because no one would suspect the president of, you know,
no one would sus-
of being a pervert.
Clearly it's not the president. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Versus so
the Versus Spa.
I won't trust it, though, if they're going to the Versus. I'm going to believe
if
you.
There's a photo of Barack Obama with his eyes
cut. Or any president. I'm not just saying that it's Barack's. That, you know,
it just happened to be he was president.
If it's Joe Biden or
anybody.
Donald Trump, I'm matter. Not getting undressed.
No boot. Not getting undressed. So it gets to work. You pay this. I can't imagine standing there with a human spraying you. It's very user-friendly and talks you through each step. That's helpful. You also can choose to have it applied clear and then develop overnight.
Wait, it talks to you? It talks you through it?
Well, they do. The one I went to when I went to Ash's wedding, it said, turn around, palms to the back. And then it was like, turn around. Oh, you know.
That's helpful because I didn't know the poses properly. But what if?
What if?
What if you could get different voices like Terry Crews? Turn around.
it's like when you have Waze or
yeah.
Map where it's like now it's talking like the guy that does Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Or I'm just throwing it out there. What if it's Barack Obama who's telling me to you know?
Yeah, I can't do a good imitation of Barack Obama.
No, I don't either. But or you know, I wouldn't trust Donald Trump.
Well, his
for a tan because I would get the wrong color. They'd miss around my eyes.
You know, be a little. I don't even think I'd trust Biden because I don't think he's ever tanned.
He was tanning at the beach just recently.
He was in the total shade.
Well, yes.
He's very pale.
Yes, yeah. But he had his shirt off. He's just standing there.
Doesn't everybody?
His aviators. They're like, pose for us, Mr. President. Pose. Work it.
I find.
You go, girl.
Some things about like presidents and politicians I find so funny because they're almost like celebrities, but they're so clearly not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They are the celebrities of Washington.
They though. Are, but it's just funny because most of them are super, super old and just always wearing like suits and they're kind of out of touch.
Well, they're so wealthy and they have very nice clothing, mm-hmm. but maybe keep
but
the clothing on.
Nobody wants to see them in their like in their swimming trunks.
Vladimir Putin on a horse riding it? Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my God.
I feel like all of his stuff is like propaganda.
Well, like he's on always like a white horse.
He's like holding he's like flexing muscles.
Yeah.
And like.
But he's got nobody his shirt cares. Off and he's on a white horse. Right? Like it looks like a Russian romance novel.
You
it's so
it,
weird.
I think he probably did it for the gram. He like has set up to take photos of
yes.
himself so he looks powerful and young and strong.
Yeah.
Even though we know that's not the case.
Last but not least, uh-huh. I hate to interrupt this story because I'm into it. It's just got the juices flowing.
Uh-huh.
Vladimir Putin there is footage. I'm going to have to dig it up. I'll just put a link in it. But he played hockey. He loves hockey.
I didn't know.
He played hockey against a bunch of, well, there's two teams playing.
Of course they're going to let him win.
That's it. He's Putin.
You're like, he might kill me. I don't know.
Right. I don't want to go to the gulag or goulash or wherever.
I think goulash is food.
Yeah.
I think
Siberia. But so he's on the ice. And I mean, it's a bunch of great Russian hockey players, like superstars from the NHL.
It's like Ovechkin's out there.
Yeah. And they let Putin skate around and score like 8 goals. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, I missed it. I almost got, you know, the puck away from him. But, oh, Vladimir, he's so fast.
He's like in his 70s, isn't he?
I think he's in his late 60s, early 70s. But at the time, he was in his 50s. So.
But still, he's not a professional hockey player.
Hey.
And he's not that big.
I'm not going to tell him that. You tell him that.
I will. I'll say it to his face. He's not that big of a dude either.
Yeah, but he used to kill for the KGB, so... There's that.
Being a sociopath doesn't make you good at hockey either.
Some of them.
Maybe. Okay. Back to this.
Oh, yes. Versa.
Mary. We've left Mary hanging. So we're talking about the Versa Spa.
Yes.
Very user-friendly. It talks you through each step. You can also choose to have it applied clear, and then it can develop overnight. So no marks being worn off whenever you sit or sleep.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense.
Clear.
I felt the need to pass this along in case you should have another reason in the future and want to attempt to tan again. Thank you both for everything you do and for being such beautiful people. Until next time, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
I'm definitely, I would go back. I felt good having that tan because you know me, I'm so blotchy.
So blotchy.
You know? That's my middle name, Sean Blotchy St. Louis. Sean hyphen Blotchy St. hyphen Louis. You know, my full name. I'm Catholic.
Two middle names, two last names. Just a lot of names in general.
Well, that's the show for you today, folks.
That's all, folks. Have a wonderful weekend. If this is going out, I don't know when this is going
to
go out.
We're going to try and get it out to you at least before Monday.
But heard it here first.
Maybe it'll show up on Saturday. I think we get better views when it goes out on a weekday.
People are busy on the weekends. So usually
how
it is
How dare they?
I think Mondays might be a better release day. Let us know in the comments. Do you think Monday's a better release day? Some people are like, I like to clean my house and have it on. So they want it on the weekend. Yeah. I don't know.
I guarantee there'll be someone in the comments that says, you guys are still podcasting? I didn't.
We release regularly most of the time.
I know. Okay, well, if we said anything that offended you this week, I'm going to apologize in advance. I don't mean to hurt anyone's
feelings. Pre-apologize.
I've just got like 3 feet, and one of them is usually in my mouth, so.
You know. 3 feet. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.